from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Group of heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers stormed a regional military base in northern Afghanistan, reportedly killing dozens of soldiers in one of the deadliest attacks on Afghan forces in recent years. Witnesses told VOA the insurgents were on board two army vehicles, Afghan vehicles, and disguised themselves as government soldiers. They targeted personnel of the Afghan National Army who were leaving a mosque following afternoon prayers. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have urged China to do more to pressure North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons and its ballistic missile program. After meeting today in Sydney, Mr. Pence spoke to reporters.
We're encouraged by the steps that China has taken thus far. That being said, we also wanted to make it clear that all options are on the table and that the United States is prepared to work with our allies to ensure the security of our allies in the region and ensure the security of the people of the United States of America.
Prime Minister Turnbull said China has the opportunity and responsibility to use its economic leverage to force North Korea into compliance. Meantime, there are reports of new activity at North Korea's missile test site. French prosecutor says a handwritten note praising Islamic State militants found near the gunman suspected of fatally shooting a police officer in Paris and wounding two others. François Molin said about the gunman's car, said there were weapons inside as well as a copy of the Quran. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News.